oh, that kept him too confused to move. Goblin asked, "Do you remember your mother, Sleepy?" "I vaguely recall a woman who might have been. She died when I was little. Nobody talked about her." We did not need to go into this. We had work to do right here, right now. I hoped he got that message from my tone and expression.
"What do you want to bet? That what you're seeing is an idolized vision of your mother charged up with a whole lot of sexual come-hither?"
I did not argue. That might be. He knew the artifices of darkness. I did keep moving forward slowly, closing in on Tobo.
"Which would mean that up close and quickly, she doesn't have a real good connection with what's outside her."
2 decades ago, it had become clear that Kina did not think or work well in real time, that she did best when she applied her influence over years rather than minutes.
"I'm too old to be snared by temptations of the flesh, and you're too unsexed and undefined."
He grinned weakly.
"The kid, on the other hand, is at that age. I'd give a toe or two to see what he sees. Ruff!"
He gestured. Tobo collapsed like a wet sock.
"Grab the hammer. Hang on to it hard. Don't get any closer to her than you absolutely have to. Drag Tobo back to the doorway."
He sounded old and hollow, and possessed by a despair that he did not want to share. "What's going on, Goblin? Talk to me." This was a situation where we ought not to keep dangers to ourselves.
"We're face to face with the great manipulator who's been disfiguring our lives for 25 years. She's very slow, but she's far more dangerous than anything we've faced before."
"I know that." But my reaction was elation. My spirit soared. All my hidden doubts, kept so carefully submerged for so long, now seemed trivial, even silly. This lovely creature was no god. Not like my god is god. Forgive me my weakness and my doubts, O Lord of hosts. The darkness is everywhere and dwells within us all. Forgive me now, when the hour of my death stares me in the face. In forgiveness, he is like the earth. I grabbed hold of Tobo's arm and yanked him upright. I clutched him as tightly as I gripped the standard. He would not break away easily. Disoriented, he did not struggle when I pulled him back from the sleeping form. I averted my eyes. She was beauty incarnate. To gaze upon her was to love her. To love her was to dedicate oneself to her will. To lose oneself within her. O Lord of the Hours, watch over and guard me in the presence of the spawn of Alshiel. I need the pickaxe, Tobo. I tried not to think about why I wanted that unholy tool. At this distance, Kina might be able to pluck that right out of my mind. Moving slowly, Tobo removed the pick from under his shirt and handed it over.
"Got it,"
I told Goblin.
"Then get going."
As I started to do that, Suvran and Santaraxita, gasping violently, stumbled into the light. Both froze, staring at Kina. In soft awe, Suvran declared,
"Holy shit! She's gorgeous!"
Master Santaraxita seemed to be experiencing